Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you one thing, I'm thankful for that lighthouse.
Yeah, you do.
The brother said in the song, he said, "From the rocks of sin." You know, you get out on the devil's territory, you don't know where you end up at.
That's right.
And so we're glad to know the Lord. We're glad to have a relationship with Him right now, today, in 2024. His power is not diminished.
Amen.
He's still on His throne.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what's going on around us. Amen. Doesn't matter what the enemy is doing. God's still on His throne. He's got our best interests at heart. So we're encouraged by that this morning. We're also, by the help of the Lord, got something from the Lord to give to you. And so we desire your prayers. I desire your prayers. I want to give it to you in a way that be a blessing and be an encouragement to you and be a help with you along the way.
Yeah.
You know, we have a real enemy, a real adversary,
and
he's really trying to destroy us. He's trying to bring us down. He doesn't want to just mess with us here while we're here on earth and cause us harm while we're here, but ultimately what he wants to do is he wants us to be lost.
Yeah.
And so we have to have tools in our tool bag. We have to be aware of what's available to us so that we can be successful navigating those rocks of sin or navigating the stormy seas of life.
Yeah.
And so by the grace and help of God, we want to give you what he gave us in terms of, for this morning, strong rebuke. So this message would be entitled Strong Rebuke.
Yeah.
All right, and rebuke is be praying for us. Rebuke is defined as to express sharp disapproval or criticism of someone or something because of behavior or actions. All right, it is also words that are similar to it is a reprimand, to admonish, or to reprove.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so God wants us to have tools in our tool bag, if you will. When it comes down to navigating life and being victorious over the enemy.
Amen.
All right, and so he gave me a message on a strong rebuke and what it is and how we're supposed to use it to help us to be successful in resisting temptation and overcoming self and being the men, women, and children of God that he's wanting us to be. All right, and so our enemy that we have, he's always trying to tempt us away from God. He's always trying to get us involved in things we talked about this morning that will deter us and get us from the direction that God wants us to be in. The Bible says that straight is the gate and narrow is the way. It talks about narrow is the way and few there be that go in thereat. And so there's a pathway that will lead us to heaven, that will lead us closer to God, that will lead us to where we want to be in the end.
Yeah.
And then there's also a pathway that will lead us down and away from God, and ultimately we will be lost. May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
And so what we have to understand is that when you and I are in that pathway of the just, the pathway of the righteous, the enemy's trying to deter us. He's trying to impede us, trying to get in our way and get us to turn away from the way of righteousness and turn away from God. And so what we need is something to combat the enemy with in a very strong and a very powerful way. And God is giving us something on that subject there this morning. May God help us again. Be praying for us. I know the enemy doesn't like any of this. He doesn't like us talking this way. He doesn't like us talking about heaven. He don't like us talking about hell. He don't want us talking about God. And he surely doesn't want us exposing what he wants to do. And so we need your help this morning to be praying for us. Somebody go to Matthew 19 and 26 and read that for us by the help of the Lord. What does Matthew 19 and 26 say?
All right. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
All right, and so what happens here is that the enemy wants to make it almost impossible in your mind to be successful. We're going to talk about that. We have God to help us to be on guard. But by the help of the Lord, we need a rebuke, not only with our words, but we need a rebuke in our very spirits.
Yes.
Against the enemy. All right? And so what God does when he saves us, he teaches us some things. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Right.
All right? The song, My Soul Be on Thy Guard. That's one of the songs that he uses to teach us. The songs that we sing in our songbook, they didn't just come from nowhere. They come from the Word of God, and they come from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. They are backed by the Word of God. My soul be on thy guard, 10,000 foes arise, and hosts of sin are pressing hard to draw thee from the sky. Oh, watch and fight and pray, the battle never give o'er, be renewed boldly every day, and help divine implore. And so what we have is we have this enemy, we have the world coming against us, we have self trying to get in the way and hinder us along the way. And so many times what happens in our minds, we begin to think that things are next door to impossible. I want to encourage you this morning, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. All right, so with God, you and I, in this life, in this world that we're living in this political environment, or whatever bothers you, or whatever is coming against you, I want to encourage you this morning that you can be successful by the grace and by the help of God. It's more than possible by God's help. All right, so the enemy is a relentless foe, and what he does is he persists, he is pervasive,
yeah.
He is invasive, and he is intrusive. One of the ways to know whether or not this thought is from God or not is if it is something that is, it is just always there. First of all, it's wrong in the first place, but it won't go away. It's on you. If you come up against it, maybe you come up against it daily or hourly, or sometimes you can't seem to get out from under it. Do you understand? You need to understand that is from the wicked one, and it needs to be dealt with. All right? A child of God is not, I want you to understand something. In our minds, sometimes we think that a child of God is weak. That is wrong. That is as wrong as you possibly can get.
Yes.
Being a child of God is the courageous way. Being a child of God is a way of strength. It is easy to give in. That's why so many people are giving in.
Right.
But it's harder to resist. It's harder to fight. It's harder to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and allow him to work in and through you and cause you to be spiritually successful.
Yeah.
That's the hard way. But it's the good way. You understand what I'm saying? It's easier than being lost. You understand what I'm talking about? So what's happening here this morning is what happens is the enemy, what he does is he presents us with thoughts. He presents us with temptation. And he's there, and he comes, and he comes, and he keeps coming. Sometimes it's situational, and so it doesn't seem like it's so much on us, or Lord, help my mind to get this out. Sometimes, maybe just in certain situations, when I'm sad, when I'm angry, when I'm upset, these thoughts come. All right? Are you familiar with that? All right? So these thoughts come, and they're always the same type of thoughts. Where do you think that's coming from? You don't want those thoughts. You don't like those thoughts. You don't want to do those things that are being suggested to you, but yet they're still there. Where do you think that comes from? That's the wicked one. You understand? He's trying to attempt to take advantage of you in your moment of weakness. You understand? And so what God is wanting to do is teach us how to resist those things. The Bible says, submit yourself unto God and then do what?
Resist,
and then what will happen? He will flee. You understand? And so me and you as children of God, we have help in those situations. One of the main differences between a child of God and one that is not saved is that when you're in those situations, where is your help going to come from? I have the ability, my own self. If nobody's praying for me, I can pray my own self and ask God, do something about these thoughts. Put a rebuke against the enemy. Send him on his way. I can do that. But if I'm not saved, I can't do that. How can I say that? Because I've been there and I know it to be true. That's a difference, see? I run across people all the time. I do mental health for Dallas Fire Rescue. I'm on a team. It's called Right Care. And we go out, and I'm the medical component of the team. We have a clinician, and then we also have a police officer. And people, they're having mental crises. You understand?
Yeah.
And I'm not downplaying the fact that a person can have mental health needs. I know that that's true. But when these certain thoughts are coming in, they are not coming from these people, though these thoughts are coming from somewhere else. It is unnatural to want to kill yourself. That is unnatural. The what is natural is to preserve life. What is natural is to fight for your life. So you have to call me and call 911, and we have to come and keep you from killing your own self. You think that came from you? No, that's of the wicked one.
Yes.
It is unnatural to want to kill other people. It's not natural. That's not natural. In a moment of weakness or anger, you may want to harm somebody, but you don't want to kill them because that's unnatural. You understand that? And so that is coming from the wicked one.
Yes.
And so we have to have the ability, by the help of the Lord, to know how to fight these things. Now, you and I as Christians, we should be praying in general against these types of things.
Yes.
Because everybody is not saved.
Yes.
All right? And so everybody, there are people that what I was talking about, I'm telling you a personal experience.
Yes.
These are people, the words that are coming out their own mouth, when I get in this situation, or when it gets dark, or when I'm doing this, or when I'm doing that, these thoughts come to me, and if I don't call you, I'm going to do it. This is the truth. And this is the world we're living in. And the problem is, we want the psychologist to fix it. We want the psychiatrist to fix it. We want the medication to fix it. But guess what? It's not fixing it.
Right.
It can't fix it because that, I'm not saying that the person doesn't have a mental health need. But what I'm saying is that medicine is not going to fix what the devil is trying to do to you.
Right.
Medicine is not going to fix those thoughts that keep coming because the wicked one is bringing those thoughts. And so you have to have something of a spiritual origin to resist those things.
Yeah.
All right? So God is able, through his power and through his might, if I'll submit myself to God, if I'll humble myself under the mighty hand of God, then I can get the help that I need.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been there. I was losing my mind. I literally was losing my mind. I know I was. You can't tell me I wasn't because I was there.
Yes.
And the only thing that I could do, I knew some people that knew the Lord. Isn't it funny that in every other situation, we don't need the people of God. We'll talk about the people of God and how funny acting and weird they are. But when we need some serious prayer, when something's about to go down, guess what? I wasn't living right, but I knew who to go to. I sure did. And so the thought came to me, and all of that foolishness that I had going on in my mind, I was losing my mind. Listen, I didn't know all this stuff now. I know it now. It was schizophrenia. That's what I was about to become. When your thoughts start becoming jumbled together, that's paranoia, schizophrenia, that's what I was about to become. I know it now because that's what I do. I didn't know it then. I just knew that something wasn't right. So I said, Lord, help me, have mercy on me. I did that right, praise the Lord. Lord, help me to do that right. And I got down to that woman over there. I owe her anyway, but I really owe her because her daddy and her mama, they could pray. And they knew the Lord. And so I went over to them and I said, I'm having problems with my mind. They're starting to jumble together and I can't get my thoughts together and nothing is making sense. And somehow they made sense of what I said and they went to prayer for me.
Amen.
And I'm telling you now, this is how I know divine healing is true too. Because I'm telling you, I felt it. I felt the thought slowing down and calming down and the enemy coming off of me. We have an enemy.
Yeah.
All right? And so people, if you're not saved, you need salvation.
Yes.
This is why. It doesn't matter if you are opposing the enemy, he's opposed to you.
Yeah. Right.
Let me explain that. You could be the most willing, most eager, disobedient to God, person you want to be in your life. You can be that way. He still don't like you.
Right.
He don't like you, and he's going to do you in if he can. Okay? The only thing that's going to keep that from happening is God's love and mercy and grace extended towards you. Now, the people of God have a lot to do with that because we're praying for people that are lost. And so that helps. But if that can't go on forever, sooner or later, a person has to come to a place where, Lord, I yield, Lord, I yield. I see that this is wrong, and I see that this way is wrong, and I want to take your way. Because the prayers of the saints can only go so far. You and me have to make a choice. I didn't know I was going to get into all this morning. This is what he's giving me this morning. So I want to encourage you this morning that you need to be in a position where you have salvation yourself.
Yeah.
And so then the Bible says when the enemy come in like a flood, what will happen? The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
Yeah.
The enemy has to acknowledge and understand when God's presence is on the scene. You hear what I'm saying? When God shows up, he understands. Listen, you don't think about it in that way. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't see it that way. Because what happens is, he comes in and makes himself real big and threatens and gets you thinking about what could happen, what might happen, it's going to happen if you don't do this and do that. That's the way he keeps us in our mind. But the reality is, he's afraid of God. The enemy is afraid of God. And so when you have a relationship with God, when you are his and he is yours, then you have access to power from on high at all times.
Amen.
All right? And so what can happen is when that enemy comes in like a flood, think about flood. Flood means it's overwhelming, it's overcoming, it's over you, it's under you, it's beside you, it's behind you. When you're in a flood, it covers you, you understand? And so that's what it feels like when that enemy is coming in. When the enemy come in like a flood, Spirit of the Lord, lift up a standard against him. So it doesn't feel that way, it doesn't seem that way, but when I'm a child of God, this is where my power is.
Yes.
Do you know that God has all power?
Yes. Right.
Do you know that he has authority over all things?
Yes.
It doesn't seem that way because we as humans, we allow the enemy to make us do things that God never intended for us to do. We become ways that he never intended for us to become. What has to happen, people of God, is we have to come to a place where we give our hearts and our lives fully to God.
Yes.
And when we do that, we become part of the answer instead of part of the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the
Lord. May God help us.
Amen.
But as long as the enemy has you on his territory, not only are you not doing what God wants you to do, but he's telling people, hey, look at this. This is what's wrong with the world. It's people. People are doing bad things. Everybody's bad. So if you're bad, no big deal. We're all bad. He's a liar.
That's right.
He's a liar. Not only does the Bible say he's a liar, he said he's the father of lies. He's the originator of lies. All
right?
And so you and I have a choice. Your soul was designed for light.
Yeah.
The Bible instructs us. Jesus Christ himself, he said, walk in the light even as he is in the light. Alright? And so you are designed to be a child of God. God made you to follow him. God made you that way. You can resist that. You can go against that all you want to. But it will never change the fact that that's what you was made to do, and you will never find peace, never find joy, never find happiness without God. Now that's true.
Yes, it is. Right.
You know why that's true? Because peace and joy come from God.
Yeah.
So how can you have peace and joy when you are rejecting God at the same time? All right? So what God wants to do is he wants to teach us not only to have a relationship with him, but teach us how to resist that enemy when he's coming in like that flood. All right, that was Isaiah 59 and 19, if you didn't know where that was in your Bible. And the enemy comes in like a flood, all right? We have God's power in us and with us. Somebody go to Galatians 5 and 16. All right? This is to the child of God. If you're not saved, you need salvation. But if you are saved, I'm going to show you where your strength and power is. All right? Galatians 5 and 16. Somebody read that for us, please.
This I say then.
All right.
Walk in the Spirit.
All right.
And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Okay, stop right there. This is a clue. Is this something that you need to highlight or write down or something, or you need to memorize it, do something with it, because this is a key to the kingdom, one of the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
It says, walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
All right? What are you doing if you're walking?
Moving.
You're moving, right? You're moving in a direction, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Spirit knows where it's going, right?
Yeah.
All right? So if you're walking in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Yes.
So what happens is, as I'm walking in the Spirit, I'm enveloped, I'm covered by the Spirit of God. When the enemy comes at me, he's got to get through God to get to me.
Right.
What the enemy wants to do is, he wants you, if this is the Spirit here, and you're supposed to be walking in the Spirit, with the Spirit, he wants you to do this. You see? Because now, all of these things that we're talking about in terms of protection, in terms of the ability to put a rebuke against the enemy, in terms of making him go away and go or be about his business elsewhere, that stuff doesn't apply anymore because now I'm not doing my part of the bargain. God in us, God working in and through us. It said, it's God in us that worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Yes.
It's him in us. And so my responsibility every single day that I'm on this earth is to get in the will of the Lord.
Yes.
All the time. Lord, I want to be married up with you.
Yes.
I want to have you in me working in. And I'm only an earthen vessel. The graces within are not mine. And so I need you to put your grace in me. The love, the power, and the glory, they belong to the Savior divine. And so I need you in me so that I can be successful. When I am walking in the Spirit, Christ in me and I in him, I'm abiding in him, his words abide in me, I can ask what I will, and it will be done unto me. You understand? And so when that devil comes, I can tell him where to go, when to get there, and how far I need to go while he's getting there. You understand? I got that ability by the help of the Lord. I got that ability because God is in me, right? And so walking in the Spirit is key in terms of being pleasing and honoring unto God. Anytime I step outside of that, then all bets are off, if you understand what I'm saying. I'm in a different situation there. Walking in the Spirit. So God, the Spirit is moving, and so you move. If the Spirit stops, then you stop.
That's right.
If the Spirit go right, what do you do?
Go right.
What if he go left?
You go left.
You see what I'm saying? You walk in the Spirit. You make sure that your daily mindset is to be in tune with the Spirit of God. Because that's where your protection is. That's where your power is. Sometimes the devil come against us and we don't have it in us to resist the devil. Why? Because we're not walking in the Spirit. You'll notice that when you got out of bed in the morning, you forgot to pray. And on the way to the bathroom, you stubbed your toe and a bad thought came to your mind. You still didn't pray. You got into a tiff with your daughter going out the door. She ain't brushed her teeth yet. You told her to brush her teeth. She's a bit. So now you're upset a little bit. See what I'm saying? He's working on you. He's trying to get you outside of what all you have to do to fix that is, Lord, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me make my acquaintance with you one more time. I know who you are. You know who I am. But I want to make sure that me and you are linked up today. Because I'm going to need you as I go through this day. May the Lord help us. So this is what the Lord wants to do for us. He wants us to walk in His Spirit. All right? So He leads us. He guides us. He keeps us in a state of constant rebuke in our spirit. You'll notice that one of the agendas of the entertainment industry is to knock you out of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. You cannot accept some of the things that are being presented to you and still stay in the right spirit. It's a real sneaky, real subtle thing. And so you and I have to have our Holy Spirit filters out. And so when things are trying to get in and it ain't right, no, sir, we're not doing that. Because when I give myself to something else other than the Spirit of God, now I'm in a weakened condition, and the enemy can cause havoc with that. He can do damage there. The Bible says, watch therefore unto prayer. Watch and pray that you what? Enter not into temptation. Here's temptation. We're walking. What could happen? If I get outside of the Spirit, I enter into temptation. Notice that it doesn't say temptation enters you. It says you don't enter temptation.
Right?
And so if I'm in the right spirit, if I'm linked up with the Lord and I've got a good relationship with Him like I'm supposed to, then not only will I recognize that temptation, but as the Spirit sidesteps and goes over and around and under that temptation, I'm right with that spirit.
Yes.
Amen. So that's what the Lord is wanting to do for us. He's wanting to lead us and guide us in all ways of truth. And I have I don't know if I can even get to all of this. I appreciate your time in prayer. The Lord really laid it on me. And so you just have to pray for me because I want to get shorter. I don't like preaching a long time, but I'm not good at it. So just pray for me. I want to show you something. Okay. When in sin, I can tell you this, I've lived in sin before. Bible says all have sinned, come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how big, doesn't matter how small, if you're in sin, you're in sin, and you need to be delivered.
That's right.
Lord did that for us, all right? But what I remember was, one of the things I remember was, I would use language to empower me. Stick with me.
Yeah.
When you're not saved, you don't see the wickedness of sin. You don't see it as exceedingly sinful. You don't see the harm that you're doing. Matter of fact, some of the things that you did in sin, you probably don't remember. Somebody can tell you, and you won't even remember. All right? But one of the things is, when we are people of God, we use language because there's power in language. What does the Bible say about life and death? In the power of the tongue. It works both ways. So as Christians, we thank the Lord. We give Him thanks and praise. We stand against the enemy. We give the enemy scripture to resist him. We do all those things. We encourage, we exhort, we uplift. We do that as Christians. But when we're in sin, we do something different. Because the power source is a different source. And so we use different language because that's where, do you know that language empowers you? Did you know that? How you talk has a lot to do with how you feel and what you think you can do. Did you know that? Do you know that's why the devil comes in your mind and tell you you can't do it, and tell you you can't do it, until you start saying you can't do it, and then guess what? You can't do it. All right? So what happens is, in sin, when I was in sin, I used to use language, profane language. I used to use language that was unclean and unrighteous. If I had an opponent that I was on the court against, the first thing I would do in my mind is I'd get my language together. Whatever their name is, I'm changing that. Whatever they can do, I'm changing that in my mind. And the way that I talk to them, I'm changing that. I want to lessen them in my mind. Because this is how the enemy, the Bible says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly. You know what? The enemy is not meek and lowly. He's proud and haughty, and he has a whole different way of doing things.
Yeah.
And so what I would do is I would use that to empower me in competition. I would talk a certain way. I would act a certain way so that I would have that kind of power to be successful in that arena, whatever arena I was in.
Yeah.
And you'll find that in the sporting world. It's part of a sport psychology. You have to lessen the enemy in your mind if you're going to compete with them, even if they're very good at what they do.
Right.
You do the same thing, but in a different way as a child of God. You do the same thing. If you look at the enemy as big and bad and dangerous, and he's going to hurt us and he's going to get us, you're not going to have much success there. But if you start lifting praises up to God, you start thanking and praising God, you start finding scriptures that validate and affirm and reaffirm your position as a child of God, no matter what you're going through. You start finding promises that are given to you by God. If you start doing that, then the enemy becomes smaller, God becomes bigger, and your blessings will flow. All right? And so different power source equals a different way of doing things.
Right.
I want to encourage you this morning that Christians, we don't use foul language.
Amen.
Some people will have you, you shouldn't have to say that, but somebody go to Ecclesiastes 2 and 14.
Yes.
Someone else go to, I had another one on that subject. Well, somebody else get 1 John 1 and 7. There's another one, I can't find it, Lord. Ephesians 5 and 8. I want us to understand something. What you say does matter. How you say it matters. We have to be careful how we speak, how we empower ourselves, and how we encourage others. All right? What's the first one I gave? Ecclesiastes 2 and 14, what does it say?
The wise man's eyes are in his head.
All right.
But the fool walketh in darkness.
All right.
And I myself perceive also that what is meant happeneth to them all.
All right. So when we are in sin, we are not wise, and we don't see things in the way that they should be seen. Somebody go to Proverbs 18 and 21. That's the life and death and the power of the tongue. Somebody get that for us. And then someone also get Ephesians 5 and 8 for us. Proverbs 18 and 21.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
All right.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
All right. So we need to know how to use the words that God gives us. And we need to make sure that what source of power are these words coming from. All right. I'm laying a foundation for something that is very important in terms of a strong rebuke. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's letting you know that there's power in the tongue. All right? And so what you say and who you are connected to is a big deal in terms of spiritual warfare. What's the next scripture, sister?
Ephesians 5 and 8.
Ephesians 5 and 8.
For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
All right? So we don't walk in darkness, and we don't do the things that darkness does. When you're in darkness, you are covered. It's like what it's trying to say is, not only is it evil and wicked, but darkness covers all those things. You'll notice, I work overnight now, you'll notice that evil is on steroids at night. Because people feel like everybody's asleep, nobody's watching, nobody's, you see what I'm saying? And so all the burglaries, the robberies, and all those different crazy things, they go on at night.
Yes.
And so we as Christians, we don't walk in darkness, we walk in light. And we do the things that are that anybody can see and be pleased with. May the Lord help us this morning. 1 John 1:7, what does that say? Walk in the light.
As he is in the light.
All right.
We have fellowship one with another.
All right.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all
sin. It's a different way. It's a different way. We don't walk in darkness. We walk in light. We don't speak profane language. We speak in love and kindness and grace and mercy. It's a whole different way. All right? And so that's God's way. That's the way of light. That's the way of purity, the way of righteousness, the way of justice. That's what God wants us to use in terms of our warfare in this life with the enemy and with other people. All right? How you deal with other people has a big effect on whether or not they see Christ in you or not. All right? And so sometimes we just say, well, they're just words. Words don't matter. But as we're finding out this morning, they absolutely do.
Amen.
They absolutely do. And so what God wants to do is he wants to save us if we're not saved. If we are saved, he wants to get us to a place where we're careful about the words that we use, not only with one another, but we're careful about how we deal with the wicked one.
Yes.
All right? The wicked one, the one that would cause harm to our never-dying souls. It says here in Luke 4:8, and this is our example about the strong rebuke. Jesus answered and said unto him, remember he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And then how many temptations did he have to endure? Three temptations, right? So this is one of the answers that Jesus answered to Satan. He said, Satan said, if thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. So this is what the enemy is coming at the Lord with. He wants the Lord God Almighty to worship him. And so the Lord said here in response, this is an example of a strong rebuke. There are others, but I want to use this one because it's very strong. Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me. When is the last time, don't answer this question, think about it in your mind, when is the last time you dealt with the enemy of your soul in that way? What I'm trying to bring out this morning is you and I have this kind of power and this kind of authority available to us. You cannot be we've already talked about how persistent and intrusive and invasive and the enemy will not go away. And so you can't be wishy-washy. You can't be babying with the enemy. You got to put him in his place by the help of the Lord. It's quiet, and that's all right. I hope it's sinking in. God is in us. And so therefore, we have power with God. And so we can tell the devil, get away from me and leave me alone by the grace and help of God. And we are within our rights. We are within our rights spiritually if we've been living to all we know and understand. We're walking in the light even as he is in the light. We're walking with God. He's in us and we're obeying him to all we know and understand. We can tell the devil, get away from us, and he has to leave.
Amen.
Who's our example? Jesus Christ is our example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's talking there in red?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Get thee behind me, Satan. Now, I want to encourage you this way as well. Make sure you walk in the light.
Yeah.
Make sure you're living right and doing right to all you know. That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But then notice what Jesus did right after that.
Yeah.
What he said? It is written.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt worship the Lord thy
You should worship the Lord your God.
And him only
shalt thou serve. Mm-hmm. There's power in the word of God.
Yes.
So you and I have the ability, because what the devil wants to do, and I'm running out of time, I got more pages, I'm not going to get to them. But I want you to understand something. What he wants you to do is the temptation that he's tempting you with, he wants you to think about it.
Yes.
He wants you to entertain it. He wants you to weigh the pros and the cons.
Right.
He wants you to look for a justification. Okay? All of those things are putting you in a place of weakness where you may fall and falter by the wayside.
Right.
All right? But what God is wanting for you and us, you and I, to do is he's wanting for you and I to put a strong rebuke against the enemy. Would he keep coming back with that same thing over and over and over again? Get somewhere.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. In the word of God. This is why you read the word of God.
Right.
Because there's not, you're not meet with a situation where the word of God cannot apply to it. You can say it is written in the word of God in Proverbs 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You can tell the devil that. What can he do with that? This is the word of God. He can do nothing with the word of God. But if you and I are cowering down and we're kind of leaning towards maybe listening to the enemy just a little bit, maybe we kind of feel and understand where he's coming from, the enemy is going to get the advantage there.
Right.
He's going to overtake us. And then we're in a place where we got to repent and ask the Lord to forgive us. And guess what? It doesn't go away. You're still going to have to get to that place where you get victory in that area.
Right.
Why do that? If you have done that, then get the help that you need. But if you haven't done that, let's skip that step altogether.
Yes.
Let's get to a place where we know how to put the enemy in his place, so to speak.
Yes.
Now, again, understand it's not my might, it's not my power that's doing it.
Yes.
It's God in us. But we do have this ability, we do have this authority, and I'm encouraging you this morning, if the enemy is plaguing you with something from time to time, if he's persisting with something, if he's bothering you with something, I'm telling you, by the help and grace of God, you can make him get up off you if you're a child of God.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a minister, but I'm not in heaven yet.
Right.
So I got a devil to fight too. You think he don't try this stuff with me? I'm telling you, he does.
Yeah.
I reach out for prayer. You ask these brothers around here. I ask them, pray with me, pray for me.
Yeah.
But I've got to put up some kind of resistance.
Amen.
If it's a great battle that's coming against you, what kind of resistance is going to get it up off you? Answer the question. A strong resistance, right? If it's something that's coming against me that's powerful, I need something equally as powerful or more powerful to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
We're more than conquerors through what?
Yeah.
Through him that loved us.
Yeah.
We can be victorious by God's grace, by his help, and by his mercy.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is make sure that you are in a good place with the Lord, by the help of the Lord. If you're not, that's where you need to start at.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, the devil is not going to go away.
That's right.
Sometimes he's slick and sly, and he will go away for a time and a period.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a strategic move, no big deal.
Right.
What he wants you to do, you put up a strong enough resistance to get him to go away right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't What did David do? Hit him with the rock, knocked him out, right? What if David would have walked away?
Cut that head off.
He ain't walking away there. If he do walk away, we got a problem. You understand? And so sometimes what the enemy does is he fights us on a line, and he sees that he's getting a little resistance, and so he says, okay, I know what I'll do. I'll take a break, and I'll come back later, and I'll come back stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in the interim when we many times when we are not in battle, we're not in active battle, then what happens is, what do? We kind of, that was a good battle, which it was, and we got some victory there, which we did. But what else though? You think he quit on you? Huh? You think he ain't coming back?
Right.
He coming back.
Yeah.
Some kind of way. And so sometimes we want to put that rebuke against him where he got to think twice about coming from that angle anyway. I'm asking for your prayers this morning.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I ain't in heaven yet. And I want to go to heaven. And I want to be somebody that's not just talking about these things.
Yeah.
But I want to have these types of strengths and ability. I remember my mother and others. I seen her do it. I seen her rebuke things in the name of Jesus. And they just, all the activity stopped.
Amen.
I'm talking about illness. I'm talking about temptation. Well, you name it. It wasn't her power. It was the power of God in her.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And there are others that are living that way right now today.
Yeah.
And so God help me, because I want to take a step forward in this area as well.
Yeah.
I want to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And I get tired. Don't you get tired of the devil?
Yeah.
Don't you get tired of him? He keep on bothering you about something. But why do you think he keep bothering you about that? He thinks he sees weakness. He thinks he sees something to work with. You see that? He would not be coming like that, but if you put up, if by the help of the Lord you're able to put a strong rebuke against him, he said, well, maybe I shouldn't try that. Maybe I'll try another way or try somebody else. May God help us this morning. Heaven is my home. I'm just a stranger here. Heaven is my home. And I mean that. I want to go to heaven. If I don't get nothing else right in this life, I want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
One of the other things I want to do, I want to be an encouragement to somebody else that's trying to get there too. Really what you have to do in life, I want to encourage you this morning, there's only one thing you got to do, and that is please God.
Yeah.
If you can, if you and I, listen to me this morning, if you and I can just please God, That is the 100% answer to the question.
Yeah.
If all we do in life is please God, we will have been a blessing. It will check all the other boxes that need to be checked.
Right.
Not only that, we'll make heaven our home.
Yes, that's true.
And so pray for me. I want to please the Lord.
Yes.
Again, I've got an enemy to fight, and I want to be stronger in this area. This message came from something I was personally going through, and I'm still not completely out of the woods yet. But I'm going to get it.
Amen.
I'm going to get it by the help of the Lord. I'm going to get victory if it kills me. And it's not going to kill me.
Yeah.
It's going to make me strong.
Lord,
I appreciate you having your attention, your prayers for me. I want to make heaven my home. I want you to make heaven too. So you be praying for me. I will be praying for you.
Yes, Lord.